evening, everybody. Welcome to the Cedar. You guys know what you're here for. It's good to hear. I'm Mark Johnson. I'm Director of Events, and I want to thank everybody for coming out. I know that you could be at home barbecuing in this warm weather, playing softball, but I'm happy that you all made it out for our first sold-out show of 2014. We are also in the midst of our 25th season here at the Cedar. 25 years, yes. I do want to, as I said, this is a sold-out show, so this is the moment that strikes fear and dread into the hearts of Minnesotans. All the seats have been sold to somebody, so if there's an empty seat next to you, somebody will need to sit there. So yes, you might have to sit next to a stranger. I can assure you, though, they're all good people. After the show, you'll probably be going over to Palmer's and have a shot. So if you can scooch in, if there's a seat in the middle, if you can scooch in so that people that are arriving late can get to the seats, that would be most helpful. We appreciate that very much. Before we get going, I do want to thank a few people. I want to thank our sponsors. First of all, I want to thank MBATMA, Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association. Let's hear it for them. I'd also like to thank the Minnesota State Arts Board through the Legacy Act. We receive funding from them to help us do the great things we do, so let's hear it for that. I'd like to thank our volunteers. We have a crew of over 300 volunteers that get up in the morning and come to our family shows. They come here when it's 20 below. They come here through snowstorms. Without them, it would be impossible to do the over 237 shows we did last year. Let's hear it for the Cedar volunteers. And donors to the Cedar. The Cedar is a nonprofit. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. That means that any donations you make to the Cedar are tax deductible. And as I look out upon your faces, I see a lot of worried eyes thinking, realizing, oh, I made too much money last year. What am I going to do with it? Before you rush home and furtively stuff it into your mattress, realize that you can bring it to the Cedar, bring it proudly to the Cedar, and stuff it into our donation box, and we will use it to do things such as bring these guys here. So do keep us in mind, seriously. If you do have money that you would like to donate, the Cedar does use that to bring great musicians and music to the Cedar. So let's hear it for donors of the Cedar. I do want to point out our calendar before we get going. One last thing here. The calendar for January is out. There's a lot of great music. I'm not going to suppose to name any particular shows that you might like, because there might be people out there that like every single band that comes here. Do pick one of these up. And the most useful thing on this is our website, thecedar.org. That will help you find out about shows that are coming up at the Cedar, ways to buy tickets to those shows, volunteering at Cedar, and donating at Cedar. So pick up one of these, go to our website. We also have an app for iPhone and Androids. We also send out a weekly e-newsletter that can let you know so that you can find out what shows that go on sale and you can get tickets to sold-out shows. Obviously, you guys have figured out how to do that. But anyways, the last thing I want to do is thank all of you guys, because without you, the work of everybody that I've mentioned before that would be meaningless. So give yourself a big round of applause for coming and seeing live music at the Cedar. All right, now let's get to the meat of the issue. The reason we're here, there's going to be two sets tonight, so there will be an intermission. Please join me in welcoming back to the Cedar some very, very dear friends, Dr. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys.